Good morning, I'm Jamie Caudill. Ann Swerdfeger is on the line with Stratford Festival. Good morning, Ann.
Good morning, Jamie.
And it's kind of, again, a bittersweet conversation. Certainly an exciting look ahead, but we should also mention that we've got shows closing very soon.
It's a sad old time of year as we watch everything close at the festival. I slipped in to see the beautiful, beautiful Romeo and Juliet yesterday. It's still got a few more performances, so if you haven't seen it, don't miss it. Gosh, Vanessa Sears is just an incredible Juliet, and Samwise done a great job with that show. And Salesman in China, very few. I'll be going on Saturday night. My husband hasn't seen it yet, so that's the last chance. There's a couple more shows, but Saturday's closing Salesman in China. Twelfth Night is closing, Wendy and Peter Pan. It's sad to watch these beautiful shows.
Absolutely.
So, theater's ephemeral. Even after a long season like ours, it's sad to see the shows close.
Yes.
But we still do have the musicals playing until the middle of November.
Yeah, so that is exciting. The musicals do continue through to mid-November, but as you mentioned, oh my goodness, those amazing shows are wrapping up this weekend. But not too late. You can still get tickets, though.
You sure can, and there's some deals out there on them as well.
Yep, stratfordfestival.ca. Now, we look ahead because it's been big news this week with Stratford Festival with the 2025 casting announcement.
Yeah, it's very exciting to jump from one season to the next. We never get a rest, do we?
No. So much happening. I think what folks certainly want to know is who's playing Anne?
Anne of Green Gables and Annie. We've got two Annes next season. And me, of course.
Of course.
And playing Annie in the musical Annie is a lovely little girl called Harper Ray Ash. And I haven't met her yet, but I've seen her photographs, and I've heard about her amazing audition. And everyone is so thrilled about her. She's a real discovery. So I think it's going to be super exciting for everyone. And I've spoken to her parents, and they're wonderful people. And of course, they'll be moving to Stratford because you have to, and supporting her in this massive undertaking. It's just great to know that there's such talent out there and families willing to support their kids in such a huge undertaking as the Stratford Festival season.
Oh, absolutely. And let's talk about, Anne of Green Gables.
Anne of Green Gables will be played by an actress called Caroline Toll. And, of course, in this case, it's not a child playing the role. It's a young actress. I'm very excited to see her and what she does with this role. And just as important alongside her, we have Tim Campbell as Matthew Cuthbert and Sarah Dodd as Marilla. That's going to be a fantastic gathering.
And we should mention, certainly with Annie, it looks like Dan Shamroy as Daddy Warbucks. Is that right?
Yes, I'm sorry, I should have said that. Yes, and Laura Conlon as Miss Hannigan. There was a lot of chatter on Facebook. People thought actually that Dan was going to be cast as Miss Hannigan. And we're thrilled to see that he was indeed in the show, but playing Daddy Warbucks.
Oh my gosh, that's great. So it's going to be a stellar season for 2025. So many great shows. And we've got some returning favorites, actors coming back. Tom Rooney is returning.
Yes, aren't we fortunate to get Tom Rooney back? Such an incredible performer. And he is going to be in Macbeth and in The Winter's Tale.
Fantastic. And again, you can check out all the details. There's so many great shows. And as we mentioned, all the theaters once again utilized for the upcoming season, which is great.
That's right. And I know another one people are going to want to know is who's playing Macbeth and Lady Macbeth. And
yes.
That is Tom McCamus and Lucy Peacock. And that's, of course, in the play directed by Robert Lepage over at the Avon.
Yeah, that is going to be a unique production for sure, especially with Robert Lepage directing. So much going on. Anything else you want to spotlight for the upcoming season? Again, we'll share the links and details on our socials and mystratfordnow.com so you can check out all the shows. All the casting has been announced. But, Anne, it looks great for next year.
Yeah, we are so excited about it. The Big Shakespeare at the Festival Theater is As You Like It, directed by Chris Abraham. And we have a wonderful cast lined up there. Christopher Allen as Orlando. Sarah Farb returning to play Rosalind. Fantastic. Aaron Crone coming back to play Jaques. Sean Arbuckle, Shauna McKenna, Steve Ross also in that show in leading roles. Very, very exciting. Of course, Chris Abraham always directs a fabulous Shakespeare for us, so we're thrilled with that. And Anthony's taking on The Winter's Tale, and it shares a cast with Macbeth, with LaPage. So in Winter's Tale, we have Graham Abbey, Yana McIntosh back, Sarah Topham back again, Austin Eckert, Tom McCamus,
wow,
Marissa Orgiallo, Tom Rooney, Andre Sills, Garrett Wyn-Davies, fantastic cast there too. So it's going to be very, very exciting season.
Absolutely. StratfordFestival.ca is the website where all the details can be found. And a reminder, we have so many shows closing for this season. Don't miss them. StratfordFestival.ca is the website. Still tickets available. But a reminder, the musicals, La Cage, and of course Something Rotten continue through to mid-November. So still lots to enjoy for this season, and lots to enjoy for 2025 too. Anne Swerdfeger. Anne, this sounds amazing.
It does. And I also just wanted to do a quick shout out to the fact that we do have, and I think I mentioned this last week, we do have a screening of The Wars coming up on October 26th. And The Wars was a film back in the 80s, I think it was made.
You got it.
It's been remastered. I know we talked about it already, but I did want to flag that because there's so many familiar faces who we no longer have with us, and also lots of Stratford faces that people would love to see, I'm sure.
Yeah, and that's Timothy Finley, The Wars. And that's a public screening, shall we say.
Yes, it is. Here at and we're doing it at the TPT.
Fantastic.
And ghost tours are on right now just until the end of the month.
Oh, ghost tours as well.
Yeah.
My gosh, so much going on with Stratford Festival. Anne Swerdfeger. Thanks again, Anne.
Great to talk to you, Jamie.